It's so hot in here. Can someone please turn on the air conditioner?
Okie dokie, I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Davy.
Ah, Amachaya.
Nu, Heschele, what's taking the bagel store so long to deliver?
L'maisa, Tati, Shabbos L'chayr was over only 1 hour, 70 minutes, and 23.2 seconds ago. It takes time, even if, b'di'evet, the bagel store holds the first zaman.
Nu. So, you don't think 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 23.2 seconds is enough time to bake fresh bagels and have them delivered already?
Ein machinami, you're right. But our pisfara, we should be done the kafsachus. Maybe they had other customers ahead of us.
Your sfara doesn't make any sense. I placed the order on Friday, and they told me then, because I ordered early enough, I would be the first delivery.
Ooh, that's a very good kashya. And lemaisa, taka have no teretz. L'chaira, it'll have to be teku. I guess, Bez Hashem, when Mashiach comes, Elyon Navi will give us the answer. Lemaisa, what do we do now?
Now? We call the store. Hey, 1 second. Who is there?
Bagel delivery!
I'll get the door, Sadie. Wow, I'm starving.
Here you go, young man.
Okay, here's the money, and I'll be done the kafschus. I'm sure there's a good explanation by your soul rate.
There sure is. Do you want to hear it?
No, that's okay. That's okay, don't worry.
Well, you see, I got stuck behind a garbage truck that was stuck behind a double-parked car that was stuck behind a car that broke down, and then the tow truck, it was behind that one, and then he couldn't get through because...
it's okay. Goodbye.
Then the garbage truck began honking, and then the two double-parked cars, they were...
Goodbye. Okay, everybody, let's go wash for Malava Malke.
Amoitzi Leichem in Uretz. Ashkenaz Edosha, the Maimonesu, Shlemazo, Hedwazo, the Malka Kadisho. Ashemois Lamoitai, Ashamiburai, the Maimashulim.
Okay, Kindelach, everybody lemaisa, let's see if you can now show how you do the mitzvah kibud av v'em by saying Kriya Shma and go straight to bed.
Even me, Tati? I'm the oldest and I should have some extra time, you know.
Even you, Davi, lemaisa, it's taka very late.
But Tati, it's not our fault that the Malava Malka started so late. The delivery man, he doesn't know how to drive. He came so late, and everything I'm telling you...
No, Lashon Hara. We are leaving in the morning,
you
and...
You don't want to drop us off late to yeshiva. Okay. Agut Avoch, everyone!
Agut Avoch, Tzadikil!
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Everyone is asleep. What a cute bunch! Tati, what's bothering you?
What makes you think that something is bothering me?
I'm your son. I've been around long enough to recognize that intrasanta look you have when something is bothering you.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Tati. Please, don't try to pretend everything is all right. Lemaisa, you had this intrasanta look the whole Shabbos. Every time I looked at you, you put on a cover-up happy look. Lechatchila, I didn't want to ask you until after Shabbos because I...
You didn't want to ruin my Shabbos? And I didn't say anything either because...
You didn't want to ruin everybody else's Shabbos. No. Lemaisa, Shabbos is over. So, Tati, please tell me, what's bothering you?
The business is what's bothering me. The business.
The business? What's wrong with the knitting factory? Is it going downhill?
No. Chas v'sholem. That's not it.
If Lemaisa, the business is not going downhill, what else could it be?
It's me. I'm going downhill.
What? What's Peshat? I don't understand.
Yeah. I know. Listen, I have one of the few most successful knitting factories left in not just New York, but the entire United States.
Baruch Hashem. Most of the others closed down or took their business to foreign countries where the labor is cheaper and lemaisa, so is their quality.
True. And because I never sacrificed quality, I have been successful all these years, Baruch Hashem. However, the fact is, I am getting older, and I can no longer run the factory by myself.
Ah, yes, I understand. You're ready to sell the factory and retire. No? So what's wrong with that? Why should that thought bother you?
Heshla, that's not the problem.
Azoy, Taka. Ah, one minute. I figured out what your problem is.
Oh, really?
L'chayre l'maisa, since you're going to sell, you won't be working anymore. And memela, you think that you won't have any money to support me while I learn in Kailel.
I haven't even thought along those lines because of what I was thinking.
Because nothing. Lemaisa, I'm sure you'll get a great price for the factory. And memela, it's mistava you'll be able to set a trust fund for me to continue learning in Kailel.
Heshla, can you please be quiet for a moment? And let me finish speaking.
I'll be sure I could. Ah, now I have. You want to speak without me interrupting you. Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
I don't want to sell.
You don't?
I don't.
So, Lemaisa, what do you want to do?
Well, being that I'm feeling my age and my eyesight is not like it used to be, I was thinking of hiring a manager. However, my worry is, will I find one that I could trust?
So, Lechaira, I have a solution to your problem.
Oh, really? What is it?
You can hire me, Lechatchila, to be your manager.
What? Are you out of your mind? I will not take you away from your learning. No way. Why would you even have such a hava amina?
From a kal v'chaimer. If you end up hiring a bad manager and he causes your business to fall apart, you won't have money to pay me to continue in Kailo. So, memela, if I work as your manager, I won't be learning in Kailo, but your business will be intact. So, what do you say, Tati?
The answer is no. I will not take you away from your learning no matter what. My decision is final. I'll put an ad in the papers and hope to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for the best.